I'm minding my own business in the privacy of my own home when my mother-in-law texts me. And she says, and I'm quoting here verbatim, "Were you just mentioned on Katie Tut? Did you interview Trump?" The follow-up text was Tur, making the original query, "Were you just interviewed on Katie Tur? Did you interview Trump?" Dear listener, I assume you already know the answer. No. No, I did not just interview Trump. And Katie Tur mentioned the Lex Fridman podcast, which is not me. Now, when you hear the name, I understand there's a higher chance of confusion because Lex Fridman pronounces his name wrongly as Lex Fridman, even though he spells it Fridman. What did I do? I sent her the song.
Your daily Lex.
Not that song. I didn't send her the theme song to this podcast. That would have been quite confusing. Of course, I sent her the I'm the Real Lex Fridman song. Oh boy, that other Lex Fridman is a real piece of crap. Anyway, have you been? It was a lovely long weekend, including attending a bat mitzvah. It was fun. I attended this bat mitzvah. First, we're at the service in the morning, and then we were at the reception in the evening. Walk into the reception, and immediately upon walking in, a gentleman says, "Soft pretzel?" And I was like, "Yeah, I love a soft pretzel." And he hands me a soft pretzel, and I begin eating it. Moments later, I see one of the hosts, my friend Sherry. And she's like, "Why do you have a pretzel? Those are for the kids." I'm like, "Well, the guy offered it to me, and I'm eating it." She was not mad. She was surprised. Why is the guy giving the kid food to the adults? It turned out that there were plenty of pretzels, and adults and kids alike could enjoy them. I always think it's funny that the kid's food is always the best food. Come at me. It's the best food. Going to that kind of party with your own kids, which I did, all three of them, is always a mixed bag. I really do like my kids a lot. I'm a big fan of each of them. But initially they wanted to follow me around. And I was like, "Nope, you guys are going to do your own thing. You can find people you know, or you can sit together, but you're not going to just follow me as I walk around. I'm going to go talk to grownups now," which I did. I had plenty of friends there. It was a lovely affair. And man, many soft pretzels were consumed. There was also a really good pasta. Wow. Anyway, I love food. And my kids did fine too. My kids did not play Coke and Pepsi, which I thought was sad. And it's a terrible game, but I still thought they should play. And it was deafeningly loud at the start of this bat mitzvah, like so loud. And our table happened to be right near some of the speakers from the PA. And yeah, crazily loud. And I'm noting this, and then somebody points out to me, I can't remember if it was Lauren or another attendee, they have earplugs. And indeed, they did have earplugs. And I went over and got two of those earplugs and put them in. And on occasion, I would take them out, depending on the conversation or for certain photos. But I also left them in for a whole lot. It did not preclude my ability to engage in conversation. Indeed, I engaged in conversation. And at one point, the other host, Craig, saw me wearing those earplugs. And he's like, "That's so funny that you're wearing those earplugs. We mostly got those as a joke for my mother-in-law because she thinks every party is too loud. But it turns out that they're very popular." Oh, yeah, they are very popular. Meanwhile, my niece, Lior, who's been visiting, attended a wedding over the weekend. It was a wedding that cost nearly $600,000. And that wedding apparently also handed out earplugs. Maybe this is a common modern innovation. But I loved it, and I'm a big fan. And the next events I host, they're going to have earplugs too. I also noted that just now, while I was talking, I yawned and I kept going. My pal Brian, who's guest hosted this show and with whom I co-host a podcast, he's pointed out to me that I do this. Sometimes, and that every time he hears me stifling a yawn while I talk, that it makes him yawn. So sorry to those of you in whom I have now triggered yawns, or out of whom I've triggered yawns. I'm sorry if I triggered a yawn and it emanated from your body, ideally your mouth. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go. Okay, anyway, that's it. That's catching up on my long. Oh, also, we had family over on Sunday. No, Monday. Labor Day is Monday. And we swam, and that was fun. Somebody, I'm not going to name names, it was my wife, expressed surprise that Thanksgiving is always on the fourth Thursday of the month because they thought it was on the third Thursday of the of November. And I was like, how would my birthday ever be on Thanksgiving if that were the case? And anyway, those are the updates that you need from my life. I hope you are having a week that's off to a wonderful start on this Mondayest of Tuesdays. And we'll talk again tomorrow, which by my calculations is Wednesday.
Lex.